The Islamic history is full of many stars, and all of them are so complete in their characters that if we choose any one of them as our role model and follow him in true sense of the word, it will be sufficient enough for our salvation in hereafter. They have set such beautiful examples for us in every walk of life that we do not need to look to others for guidance. One of such personalities is Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Because he was from Abyssinia, he is also known as Bilal al-Habashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Being a true and complete believer in every regard, he was embodiment of goodness, piety and steadfastness on the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. But his love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the most mentioned aspect of his character. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of the first fortunate ones who entered into the fold of Islam against all the odds. Although he had to face a lot of prosecution, but it never weakened his faith. Before accepting Islam, he was a slave of a powerful Quraysh chief, Umayyah. Umayyah would make him lie down on sand under the scorching sun of Arabian desert and place a boulder on his chest. This all was just because he believed in the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal and rejected every sort of polytheism. He was whipped, humiliated, and in every way forced to shun Islam, but he never showed any weakness. In despite of all this torture, he would only utter the words, "Allah is one and he alone is worthy of worship." After a while, when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu bought him from his pagan master and released him, he joined the group of those companions who would stay at the doorstep of our beloved master and learn directly from the prophetic fountain. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would say, "Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a chief and he has released our chief, that is Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu." Later on, when Islam was established and Muslims were able to build a mosque, it was Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu who was appointed as a muazzin, a man who calls for prayers. So in this way, he is the first muazzin of Islam. Once, at the time of Fajr Salah, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "O Bilal, is there any action of yours which you are performing ever since you accepted Islam and hope that it will be accepted more than any other action of yours? Because I have heard the sound of your footsteps in Jannah." Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "I did not do any particular action about which I am more hopeful than other actions of mine. However, there is one thing: whenever, in day or night, I make wuzu, I must offer as 2 rak'ats of nafil salah." On this, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "This salah after wuzu is the reason that you have been granted entry into paradise." Dear viewers of Madani channel, this hadith is enough to prove many controversial issues, and one of them is the knowledge of unseen. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, by the mere grace of Allah azza wa jal, possesses the knowledge of unseen. That is why we see in the hadith that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam knows that Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu will enter paradise, and it will be because of one action of him. This hadith has another pearl of wisdom. Whenever we make wudu, we should perform at least 2 rak'ats with the intention of tahiyyatul wuzu. This was the action of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because of which he would enter into paradise. For further information regarding the after wuzu salah, that is tahiyyatul wuzu, read the first volume of the book Bahar-e Shariat. Another book in this regard is Laws of Salah, written by Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuh Mulla Aliya. You can download both these books from our website www.dawateislami.net.